At Ocado, you'll save 25% on your first shop and get free delivery. Which means if you were to buy a four-cheese pizza, you'd basically be getting one of the cheeses for free. Save and splurge at Ocado, the online supermarket. Geographical and other restrictions. Minimum spend £60 and charges apply. New customers only. Maximum saving £20. Terms at ocado.com.
If you've ever said, I don't know what's wrong, but something feels off. If you were tired, but sleep doesn't fix it. If you look fine on the outside, but on the inside, you feel scattered, anxious, or disconnected. This episode is for you. Because if the problem isn't your schedule, why, you know, if you really think about it, maybe what if it's your energy? Now, today we're going to be talking about something most people don't fully understand, but almost everyone feels: inner balance and how energy healing can help you reconnect with your true self. Herman, you know, let's start simple. You know, you are a great, healing expert. And when someone says, I just don't feel like myself anymore, what's really happening?
Well, it's typically a disconnection from who they are. It could be a number of things. And so the easiest analogy would be, think of yourself, your physical body, as a supercomputer. And when you have your computer and it's running sluggish, it's not working right, the memory's full, you know, you take it, it has bugs and viruses, you take it to a computer expert and they clear the hard drive, clear the cache, free up the memory, remove the cookies, whatever it is they do, they hand you back your computer and boom, it's running fast because the computer has its balance back. Right. The same thing happens with our physical body, except for it's not, you know, computer related issues. It's issues with disconnection or energetic blocks. And another way to think about it is, think of energy has to be a constant flow. And a lot of times you get stuck energy, and the stuck energy, you know, or the stop of the flow could be anything from holding on to thoughts or emotions that aren't serving us, or it could be energetic attachments that I call energetic parasites that attach to us that stop our flow. And so when you're feeling a little bit just not right or a little disconnected, it's always best to look internally and work on your inner balance. And inner balance isn't just that simple, because there's a lot of things. There's not one way to work on your inner balance. There's a lot of things. It's like mind, body, spirit, the foods that we eat, the drugs that we take, the alcohol that we drink. Are we taking time for ourselves? It's interesting. A lot of the people that I work with, they're the type of people that are constantly giving themselves away, like doing for everyone else around them. And the problem is we're giving ourselves away so much that we're not taking time for ourselves. And it literally can take us a routine of 10 to 20 minutes a day to just focus on who we are, what makes us happy. And then you start to feel that connection. But sometimes there's outside interference that that starts to manipulate your thoughts and your emotions, and those thoughts run on repeat, and it's hard to break that cycle. So
right.
Sometimes it's good to look for outside help.
Oh, 100%. You know, a lot of times we can't, you know, things are going on in ourselves and we don't know how to fix it, you know, and sometimes it's even harder to see outside the box when you're in the box, and having that other person help you, because they're an unbiased individual that sees it from a distance, can really do a lot for you. Definitely.
Yeah, now, someone that's not so emotionally connected, that can just, like you said, exactly like you said, no bias, just, okay, it's black and white, it's this and that. And yeah.
100%. Now, a lot of people think if something was really wrong, I'd know. But imbalance doesn't always look dramatic. It could look like overthinking at night, or snapping at small things, or feeling drained around certain people, or brain fog, or even anxiety with no clear cause. So, you know, what does it mean to be energetically out of balance?
Like you said, it means several different things. It could be little aches in the body, dull headaches, migraines, things aren't flowing, it causes problems. It could be your thoughts are constantly on repeat. You're feeling drained all the time. One of the easiest ways to tell is, I like to talk to people about, how they sleep when you lay down to go to bed at night. If you're having reoccurring thoughts over and over and you can't shut your mind off, that's typically an imbalance. If you're having nightmares, that's 100% a problem. So there's little, if we pay attention to our body, there's all these little signs. But the problem is we're so disconnected from our bodies that we don't really feel the signs until it's too late. Another
Yeah.
way is to ask yourself this question. If I talk to my best friend the way that I talk to myself internally, would they still be my best friend? And so
Right.
a lot of times we have a lot of negative self-talk, calling ourselves stupid or idiot or whatever. Anytime you have that type of self dialogue, that inner dialogue, that to me isn't really coming from a place of balance or a place from your heart. That's coming from an outside source that's manipulating your thoughts or those emotions around how you feel about yourself. So just paying attention to your body. There's always telltale signs. And sometimes you don't, like you said earlier, you can't see the forest through the trees, like
Yeah.
because you're just so far into it. And so it's like, that's why sometimes, your rea people's reactions to you, if you pay attention to how people react to you, you can see that something's off.
Right, exactly. Now, how does stress affect our energy, like not just our mood?
It mainly, obviously it affects our mood, and our mood is all about our energy. And so when we're stressed and we're worn down, our energy is weakened. And when our energy is weakened, we're being battered around energetically. When we have our inner balance and things are working, we're on point, and we know where we're going and what we're doing. And so when we're in a stressful environment, it just dumbs our energy down. And I'm sure most of you heard the term your aura. People talk about the aura around you. I want you to think about your aura as like a invisible bubble around you, like an invisible force field, right? When you have your inner balance going, you're doing things for yourself, you're producing that at 100%, and so that's you're strong energetically. When
Right.
you're weak energetically, that bubble may be 10%, 20%, 50%. Well, that invisible force field or that bubble is meant to keep you protected from the energies around you, because everything is energy. And so when you have a lot of stress in your life, you're worn down. And when you're worn down, it then becomes a compounding effect, because you might pick up an energy from the environment that's creating the stress. And then that
Right.
energy slowly over time starts to manifest in different issues, creating blockages in your flow. And when there's blockages in your flow, that's when you start to have body aches or whatever it may be. Or let's say you're connecting with a colleague, and you connect with that colleague and you just feel drained when you're done talking with that person. Well, your energy bubble is weak from all of the stress, and you're not managing the stress. So the easiest way is think in terms of flow. Everything has to be a constant flow. If it's not flowing, it's going to cause a problem. Emotions, thoughts, those have to be on a constant flow. If we have
Yeah.
a stuck emotion, it's not going anywhere. It's going to cause problems for us internally, and that's keeping you out of balance. And when you're out of balance, you just pick up more and more blockages, more and more energetic parasites, and it just, like I said, it's a compounding problem. So there's several telltale signs, but just pay attention to your thoughts and your emotions and question, where's this thought coming from? Is it serving me? Where's this emotion coming from? And then some people have a lot of, trauma from the past that
Yeah.
creates these stuck emotions or these stuck traumas. And a lot of people be, oh, you got to let go of this, you got to let go of that. Well, sometimes it's not so easy. I want you to think about an emotion, sometimes a strong emotion. we're not always holding on to that emotion. That emotion's holding on to us. So if I have this is a strong emotion and this is me, and it's holding on to me, it's gripping me. I can't say, I'm not just going to go, okay, I'm going to let it go. It's not going to let go. It's the one that has to let go. So we think of it backwards sometimes by letting things go. And there's different ways to process, and there's different ways to process it. I mean, there's probably thousands of ways to let go of, or remove these stuck traumas or these stuck emotions. And outside help sometimes is the best.
Yes, 100%. And why can someone look successful but feel internally chaotic?
Because they're projecting from their mind. And I guess the biggest question is, what is success? To me, success would be someone that has a really good inner balance. And a lot of times people put so much into their appearance or their career or their status of who they are. And typically we come from two places. We come from our ego self, or we come from our heart self. And a lot of times people that master the ego self are look really successful, and they're doing well in the view of their peers or the world around them. But internally they're really struggling because they've been giving, 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 giving. And the problem we have with the ego is it's never satisfied. So you have these very successful people that are just driving further and further, because the more you feed the ego, the hungrier it gets. And you have to feed it more and more and more until it eventually implodes on itself. But if we can disconnect from our ego self and get into our heart self, then that's to me where success happens. Because when we're being guided by our heart, we're being guided by our own true self, not by, the society and what they expect from us. So typically people that look very successful and do really well, sometimes they forget to work on themselves, and they're disconnected from who they are. But on the outside, things look perfect for them. But to me, it's more ego driven when you see that. And there are people that can be whatever the word successful means to them and have the inner balance. You can have it all, but too many times we're too busy focusing on what the external looks like when everything should start from the internal, in my opinion.
Oh, I agree 100% with you. Now, here's something that people don't really talk about. You can eat well, you can exercise, you can meditate, and you can still feel exhausted. Why is that?
Well, this is where I'll talk about what I call energetic parasites. So everything around us is energy. We're an energy, everything around us. I like to think of our own energy, our soul, our higher self, whatever you want to call it, as an organic being. Anything outside of us that tries to connect with us or attach to us, it would be an inorganic being. Now, the different religions of the world have different names for all of these type of energies, the dark energies. We don't need to go into the details of those because it just doesn't matter. To me, anything that attaches to you, an inorganic being, I'm going to call an energetic parasite. And what happens is we can be doing all of this stuff, working on ourselves, but we have these energetic parasites that we've picked up through life, that starts at an early age. Some people, when we're born, people probably like yourself and myself, the healers of the world, the humanitarians, the people that are always giving, 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 they pick up this energy right at birth, because this energy recognizes that type of person. So as soon as you take your first breath, there's this energy that attaches, and it attaches at birth for two reasons. The first reason being, by doing so, it can remain hidden. Most people don't recognize it or even know that it exists. It's very subtle and it flies right under the radar. Now, the main reason that it attaches at birth is to try to keep you disconnected from who you are. And how it does that is it creates this internal battle. So you have this internal battle that's constantly wearing you down energetically. And as I was speaking before about that energy bubble around us, our invisible force field, well, that internal battle's wearing that down. So we're walking around with this weak energy and we're absorbing energies around us like a sponge. And these
Yeah.
energies stick with us. And these energies, the reason I call them parasites is they manipulate our thoughts and our emotions.
Yeah.
And if you think about our life, we're usually guided by our thoughts and our emotions. And so that's why we're feeling drained, is these energies are creating the fear, they're creating anxiety, and these energies feed on the fear and anxiety that they create. And so
Right.
that puts us in a weakened state. And so that's why we can be doing all the right things, doing the meditation, eating right, and still feeling drained because we have these energetic parasites. A
Yeah.
very quick analogy on that is, think about your car. You have this beautiful car and you want to put a wax on it so it protects the paint. But you go and you don't wash your car, you just put a wax on it. So you're working on the external part, but you just waxed in and protected all the dirt that's inside. The same thing with our energy. Before you can really wax and protect your energy, you got to cleanse the
Really like that.
protection. And so doing all those things and still feeling drained, it's okay, but it's just there's some stuff internally that's blocking you or keeping you disconnected. And in some cases, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that are empaths, and empaths, it's like takes it to a whole nother level where they're just really feeling everyone else's emotion and they don't want to be an empath, but their
Yeah.
empath ability is their superpower. That's their gift to the world. But they view it as a curse because they're just being hammered and disconnected. And, you know, and so really, to me, to get rid of that tiredness or that feeling disconnected is look to have, you know, energy work done for you. And there are several people that do it in several different ways to do it. So that's really what it is. It's about cleansing those bugs or those parasites that are feeding on us.
Love that. Now, because energy leaks, and doesn't always come from what we're doing, they come from what we're holding, like old emotion, old emotional stress and suppressed anger and, unprocessed grief and constant people pleasing and living out of alignment with, who you are really. And, Herman, so how does, stored emotional stress affect the body?
Oh, in a major way, the body, again, think of like this superhuman computer, you know, and computers have all these programs that are running in the background. Like even your cell phone has all these apps running in the background. Those
Right.
emotions, those thoughts, those old things are running in the background. And when this happens, that happens. It's like a chain reaction. And so little key points that you're going through in your life will bring something up from the past. It'll bing, and then it'll be pinging, 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 like that
Yeah.
app in the background going, look at me, look at me, look at me. And so how do we stop all that stuff running from the background is by
Right.
focusing on ourself internally and working on our inner balance. And we have to process those emotions. Like we spoke a little bit ago, a constant flow, everything has to flow. But our soul has this me memory mechanism, you know. It has a record of all of our traumas of the past, and sometimes those traumas can hinder us from living our life. And so
Yeah.
how do we get in and release that trauma, or, you know, like I said, not let it go, but tell it to go. You know, there's a difference.
Yeah.
It's like you know, you got to tell something to go that's gripped onto you, or release yourself from it. So,
Right.
yeah.
Oh, I
And
like.
again, you know, there's different ways, energy healers, people doing Reiki, body code. I mean, there's so many things to do to help with those traumas. And a lot of times, like people will have, when I work with people, they give me their feedback during the first week after I do the work. And a lot of times, people will have old injuries start to ache, like their back or their knee, and it'll ache for a few days, or they'll have some. And I always warn people after I do my work, it's like you may be very emotional for the next week. You might feel tired and lethargic and very emotional, and it's the emotions are being released. And a lot of times when we're releasing those emotions, we don't know that we're processing them out of our system, and we hold on to it, and we can't hold, and when we were holding on to that old emotion, it's keeping it with us, and that's causing, problems in our system. So it's, we got to just let the emotions out sometimes.
Oh, for sure. And why does it eventually show up physically?
So I'm going to give you another analogy. I really like analogies for some reason, but think of a river, a stream running down a mountainside. It's the water's flowing, it's crystal clear. You can see the rocks on the bottom. The foliage on the banks is beautiful, green, and vibrant. It's just a constant flow. Now take a log and block that water. What happens where it's dammed up? The water becomes murky, disease-ridden, full of parasites. The foliage becomes brown and nasty. And that's where disease starts to happen from lack of flow. And so when you have these stuck thoughts, these stuck emotions, these energetic parasites, they're creating all these little blockages all over your body. And when things get blocked off and there's no flow, it starts to cause, disease, which eventually turns into disease. And so that's where the aches and the pains come from. And a lot of times it's just a energetic block that's going to cause an issue. Maybe, sometimes I really pay attention to my body because this is this is who I am, my line of work. And if my body, I start having a twitch somewhere, you know how you get a little twitch, whether it's your eye or your finger or whatever. If I get a little twitch, that's my body saying, "Oh, there's a little energy block in that space." And I work on myself, and then a matter of seconds, the twitch goes away. And so just paying attention to your body, you can start to feel things. And you really have to just talk to yourself from your conscious self to your unconscious self, right? Your lower self to your higher, just engage in that dialogue. And you'll start to kind of get some light bulbs going off and some answers. Things will just come to you.
I like that. Well, let's make this practical. So, what are the subtle red flags that someone might ignore? Like, for example, maybe feeling stuck in the same patterns or self-sabotaging, when things go well, or chronic fatigue, or tight chest and gut tension, or getting sick often, or feeling disconnected from joy.
Yeah, all of those is what answering your question, but I like to take it a little step further, because the main part of my work is helping people connect to their true self. And how I do that is by removing these energetic parasites that I've been talking about, and then removing blockages and letting things flow. But really, the key is removing these energies. Now, these energies, the self-sabotage to me is energetic parasites manipulating your thoughts. It's very crystal clear to me. And so anytime you're on that edge or that cusp of having a big breakthrough or something, these things ramp up their work. And they create the self-sabotage. So all of that stuff to me is just a huge, huge sign that there's something going on that's holding you back. And I didn't really finish what I was saying about that energy that attaches at birth, but the second reason that it attaches at birth is to keep us disconnected. And because we're here to make a difference, we're here to make an impact. And as we get closer and closer to making that impact, these energies just pounce. They pounce on our thoughts and our emotions. And that's why your chest might get tight, or your head might start to hurt, or you just have all this crazy anxiety. And I've even seen some people become physically ill, where they're bedridden when they're really on that edge of having a breakthrough. I had one client about 10 years ago. She was suffering from paralysis during the day, like 5 to 6 days a week for 10 to 15 minutes at a time. She'd just freeze. And she'd been to like three or four different doctors, and they're like, "There's nothing wrong with you. This is all in your mind. It's all in your mind." And anyway, she worked with me. And when I work on people, I don't schedule it, and I don't tell them when I'm going to do the work, because to me, these energies are so connected with our thoughts and emotions. If I say, okay, we're going to do it at this day and this time, they probably half of them will leave and then come back when I'm done. So I just do it on my own. As soon as I did the work, within seconds, I get a text from this lady. I felt it. It came right out of my back. She's an empath and she can really feel. And she's like, I felt it come out of my back. And that was 10 years ago, and she hadn't had paralysis since. And so this was so, she her path was to do whatever it is, and she was getting close to hitting her stride. This energy was sabotaging her by creating paralysis in her physical body. And so there's some extremes, and then there's little things like all of a sudden you just lose all your motivation. Don't need to do that. What was I thinking? That's not coming from here. That's coming from here. And when you are in that ego space, the ego can be manipulated. The heart, not as much. So.
Now, how do energy blocks actually form?
Just lack of the lack of flow. So let's say you go through this emotional event and you have that emotion, and you just that emotion is gripped onto you and you can't seem to free yourself from that emotion. Well, that energy's stuck. Think of an emotion as energy in motion, right? And so that energy is just it's held onto you and it's just stuck, and so there's no flow. And your energy flow needs to come. It flows basically in two directions, from the Earth's energy and from the cosmos. So you have flow going up and down, and then you have a block somewhere in your physical body. It's from this emotion that's gripped onto you, and it's just blocking the flow, and that starts to cause the problem. But to me, the biggest issue is the energetic parasites that are manipulating us. That's to me is the biggest issue. If we can get rid of the manipulation, then we can start to understand, because then we can have a true dialogue with our inner self. Because our dialogue right now, a lot of times when we're disconnected, is it's we're not really connecting to who we are truly, because we're so disconnected because of these energetic parasites and because of the blockages and flow. So really, the key thing, that the blockages are created by the stuck emotions, the stuck thoughts that are created by these parasites. And so, I mean, you can get rid of the block, but if you don't get rid of the root cause of the block, which is the parasite, it's just going to happen somewhere else in the body. It's that simple.
That's so true. And is there something that everyone experiences, or is it just certain people?
I would say just about everyone experiences it. People internalize so differently, but just about everyone, because everything around us is energy, and we're an energetic being, and so if we're going through life, we're going to go through life, and we're going to go into some toxic environments. It could be your home life, it could be your work life, it could be your school life, it could be your preschool that you get sent to as a child. I mean, there's so much around us, and if we're on guard all the time, and who's going to be perfect all the time where they can keep themselves protected, it's just not going to happen. Our environment's not set up to be free from parasites. It's just not. But there's things we can do to protect ourselves. And then once we have that true connection, we'll notice when something's off. We'll notice it almost straight away. If we pay attention, take time for ourselves, and pay attention to our bodies, because our bodies talk to us, give us little clues. But the problem is we're not taking time to connect with ourselves. We're just
So true.
busy, 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 busy. Oh, I got to take care of this person, that person, take care of the kids, take care of my parents, take care of my partner. We're so busy helping everyone else. One of the things I like is when you get on an airplane and they do the safety briefing, put on your mask before your child's mask. Well, we got to do that with our own energy. We got to sort out our energy before we sort out everyone else's energy. And that's where it comes down. But people react differently to the energy. Sometimes they manifest different. Sometimes they just internalize and hold it in. And then
Yeah.
that shows up as a disease or a sickness or someone that having, you know. And you know, there's energy centers in your body, and when certain areas are blocked, you start having issues in your throat or your chest or your stomach. And there's so many telltale signs, but just
Right.
taking time. I like to recommend that people take, say, 10 minutes a day, twice a day if they can, when they wake up and before bed, and just sit and breathe. Focus on the breath
Yeah.
going in and out. If you can, time your breath 5.5 seconds in, 5.5 seconds out.
Right.
And by just focusing on what it feels like, breathing in and breathing out. And as a thought comes up, focus on breathing in, breathing out. What you're doing
Right.
is you're training yourself to get out of your head. And just by doing that 5.5 second breath, you're really just connecting to who you are. And then as you do that, as time goes on, you get better and better. And then you start to listen to things, because
Yeah.
you've quieted your mind. It's about quieting the mind.
Oh yeah. 100%. Now, let's clear this up. So, when people hear energy healing, they might think, that it's vague or mystical. So, like in plain language, what exactly is it?
Well, it does seem a little mystical, because it's we can't always see it, but we can
Right.
feel it. You know, what is energy? If you ask people what is energy, they'll be like, I don't know. Well, energy is, you know, how we power things. It's how we power our homes, our cars, you know, the fuel in our cars. We flip the light switch and then the light comes on, but we can't see the energy flowing through the light switch. I mean, it's all around us, and it's different frequencies. Like the old school, not many people listen to the radio anymore, but you change the channel. You change the channel on the radio, it changes the frequency of what you're seeing.
Yes.
But you know, I think from a what we see is the human eye sees 0.005% of everything around us. That's a very, very narrow band of what we can see. And so it's a
Yeah.
lot of the stuff in the backgrounds that you can't see. And so energy healing sounds really far out there. But there's been energy healers for centuries. Like, I think the Catholic Church was big on it in exorcism. It's the same sort of thing. It's, you know, you're
Yeah.
exorcising this demon or whatever it is, and that's, you know, maybe more extreme cases, but it's the same sort of deal. So it's not very mainstream, but it's very effective. And
Cool.
a lot of people that come to me are unfortunately very desperate, because they can't find the answers through the Western medicine. So
Yeah.
like I work with a lot of little kids. So, you know, let's say you have a toddler that's, you can see the fear every night they go to bed. They're
Yeah.
seeing something. There's something attached to them. There's something really just messing with them. And so how do you help this kid, this toddler? And so
Yeah.
the parents come to me, and the kids are the easiest, because it's like they don't have that history of all the traumas. Like, kids get the reaction. So parent will come to me, I'll work on their child, and the child doesn't know I'm working on them because they're a toddler. And then all of a
Right.
sudden, more fear, they're sleeping through the night. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And so yeah, but people do unfortunately come to me when they're really, if they're low, because they've tried everything else. Like, they're having insomnia or constant anxiety and depression. And
Yeah.
when, where do you, how do you fix those? You know, there's several ways to fix them, but to me, the root issue is the manipulation of the thoughts and the manipulations of the emotions. I can't hammer on that enough. We
Yeah.
have to really pay attention to those thoughts and those emotions and question, where's this coming from? That's not me. And just by separating yourself from your thoughts and your emotions makes a big difference, because we are not a product of our thought, and we're not a product of our emotion. We can be if we
Yeah.
let it, but we have to separate ourselves from it. Think of
Right.
your mind or your brain as a thought machine. Its job is to produce thoughts, and it's all it's doing. It's running on overdrive. Well, no, you're in control of that machine. You need to turn that machine off from time to time.
Right.
And so to me, you know, energy It's hard to explain what it is, but the results that you feel after you have something done is pretty night and day, especially if there's a very specific symptom. If the symptom's like hearing a voice or having a nightmare or having migraines over and over, like that's usually an energetic issue. If it's not a physical issue from like an accident or something, but if it's a lot of times headaches are energetic issues, blockages and whatnot. So just pay attention to your body.
Oh. So what happens like during a session?
During a session, I work 100% solo. I don't typically meet with the people first. Sometimes I do if people want. I always offer like a 15-minute consultation if someone wants to talk about how it would benefit them. I offer that. But most people just pay on my website. I give them send them an email saying, hey, they mostly pay for like a family clearing. So I cover everyone in their household. And the reason I do the family is because think of it like if you have a cat that has fleas and it comes in the house and the fleas go all over the house. If you have multiple cats, all the cats are going to have fleas. So I try to offer the family, do everyone in the family, and I just need their first names. And so they email me the first names. And then my gift is I can connect with the person through the power of my intention. And I simply focus my attention on them by and removing the energetic parasites. And then from there I go through and I cut a bunch of connections, rebalance some things, and remove blockages. There's about a dozen different things I do, but the results are typically some people feel it like instantly, and some people it takes a few days for because a lot of people feel really drained and tired after the fact because a lot of energy work was done. And like I said before, they get really emotional. But typically, there's one person in the family that's struggling with something specific, and that issue typically goes away quite quickly. And then during that first week or two, I ask for the client's feedback. What are you noticing? How are you feeling? And then I like to schedule a follow-up call so that I can give them tips on how to work on their own inner balance because people need to be able to help themselves. It's not just like take this pill and life is perfect. It's like let's reset your energy, kind of like the computer. Let's hit the reset button on your energy. But if you get your computer back and you go to the same websites and run the same programs, you're going to pick up the same bugs and viruses. So same with your energy. It's about, okay, let's reset your energy. Now let's help you connect to your true self. And now all of a sudden you're being driven by yourself, not by your thoughts and emotions that have been manipulated by these outside energies. So that's kind of the journey of the people. And keep in mind, our environments play a huge role. So I give a 3-month window when I work with people. So let's say I work with you, you had a specific issue and you feel amazing after the first week, but then 2 months later, you're starting to have struggles again. Then you just reach out. I redo the work without charging for the service because I like to give that long window because energy is tricky, you know, and then it just resets your energy again, and then you go on. Now I'll try to find out why we have to do this again, and it could be some of the habits, or it could be simply your environment. You know, I was working with a lady that is an empath, and she worked for the Boston Police Department, and things started to get really bad when she was promoted to an investigator of violent crimes, and she's soaking up all every day. She needed my help. I'm like, what are you doing? This is It's your environment. It's a problem. So we have to kind of, you know, figure out workarounds for your environment, you know. And we're I was able to help her. So she kept her same job because she's like, no, I'm meant to be doing this work. I need to help these people. But we did some workarounds to fix her energy so that she's not, you know, soaking everyone's energy up as a sponge. So I like to have conversations after the fact because not everyone's the same. Everyone's so different in their. The results vary by person.
Why is reconnecting to your true self uncomfortable at first?
Why is it uncomfortable? Because we're out of our comfort zone because we haven't been there. We haven't been connected because our whole life is about everyone telling us what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be doing it. From you're born, your parents are do this, do this, do that, don't do this. You go to school, do. You're an individual, do. We're disconnected from the ages, and so we're not comfortable with who we are. We don't even know who we are. Like we just and so not there's discomfort when there's change, and a lot of people don't like change, and change really is the only constant, you know. And so that's why people are uncomfortable, because some people they're so inundated with their thoughts and emotions that they feel like they're a bad person because they have this negative self-talk and it's not them. If they connect and they're coming from the heart, it's all about love. And you know, when you have this self-love, it just emanates from you. And so it's just the change and being uncomfortable of the unknown. What if I connect to my true self when I don't like who I am? Because I don't really like who I am when I'm disconnected. Why would I like who I am when I am connected? So the truth sometimes they feel like might hurt, but we're all, if we all connect, you know, to our heart, it's only positive things. It's just the fear of the unknown, I guess.
Very true. Now, let's give people something small that they can do this week right now. So, Herman, what are two or three simple steps someone can take this week to start reconnecting with themselves?
Take time for yourself. And I don't care how busy you are. If you can't take 10 minutes out of your day for yourself, then there's the problem right there. Take 10 minutes and do something that you love. I like to, like I said earlier, take 10 minutes and focus on breathing and quieting the mind. But it doesn't have to be that. It could be going for a walk and trying to release the thoughts and emotions. But the number two is for the next week to 2 weeks, focus on your thoughts and your emotions. Pay attention to them and question them. That's number two. Question your thoughts and your emotions. Separate yourself from them. Those two things, take time for yourself, do something for you, question your thoughts and your emotions. And then the third thing, really pay attention to how your body feels. Those three things, you'll start to get some answers. And there's going to be a lot of noise, a lot of static, a lot of noise. Just power through it and just pay attention. And really, that's those three things will get you, will definitely help you out. But sometimes we have these internal parasites that have to be, you know, flushed out before we can really get there, because the noise becomes so much chatter in the mind, because these things are working overdrive to, you know, keep us from connecting. Because once we connect to who we are, you know, it's harder for those things to manipulate us.
It's so true. Now, can you tell us a little about the services that you provide?
Yeah, so the main thing I do is I clear energies from people, and I always include their home, their environment, because it's again like if a cat brings fleas in the house, the fleas are going to be in the house and on the cats and on the people. So I always clear the person and the place. So I clear energy for, you know, mostly families, but I do individuals as well. The cost difference between a family and an individual is like $30. It's literally, I make it so close that they choose the family because it's important to me to get everything. That's the main thing I do. I also do coaching. I do corporate work, so I work with businesses that are struggling, whether it's leadership issues or and you wouldn't believe it, but there's a lot of nastiness out there, curses, hexes, spells, abundance blocks. I remove that type of stuff from people as well as businesses. But the main thing is energy clearing. And so yeah, but yeah, the bread and butter is the place to start is with the energy clearing for the person and their space.
Now, where can people find you?
So my website is just my name. It's hermanpetrick.com. There's a con, you can go to the contact page, send me any questions you want, and I'm happy to answer your questions. I'm happy to offer a free 15-minute consultation to talk with you individually about what you're going through and what you might expect from my work. So yeah, that's the best way, is just through my website.
I love it. So I definitely, want to make sure that the listeners understand that you don't have to hit rock bottom to be out of balance. And that feeling disconnected doesn't mean that you're broken. It might just mean that energy is carrying more than it should. And that if you felt seen in this conversation, then you need to reach out and you need to, know that awareness is step one. And that will include Herman's information in the show notes. And if you want to explore his work further, you'll be able to get all the information about Herman in our show notes. And if this episode has helped you think differently about your inner balance, follow the show. And we're here to sound smart, and we're here also to solve what people are silently struggling with. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we go, Herman?
No, I think we covered plenty. Thank you for having me on the show. Some really great questions and very engaging. So thanks for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'd love to have you back on the show. I think you're very knowledgeable in energy healing. Energy healing is so important. I practice it myself. It's made a huge difference in my life, and it makes a huge difference in other people's lives. I've seen it. I've witnessed people that couldn't even barely walk, and after energy healing, they were able to actually walk up the stairs and be able to start feeling less and less pain, and have a new second chance at life the way they never thought they would. So, I'm a firm believer in energy healing, and I'm so glad you came on the show, and you were so detailed and explained everything so well. And so I look forward to possibly, working with you in the future. And I thank you so much for coming on the show. You were wonderful today.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a great day.
All right. You
Borough Talks, the Borough Market Podcast, is back. We've got a brilliant lineup for you this series. We've got Elliot Hastrudi talking all things offal at his amazing restaurant Camille. Brindisi's Monica Linton sharing her thoughts on the evolution of British cuisine. And the founders of Genki talking all things matcha. All of this plus chats about the future of British cheese and the unique flavours of one of Italy's lesser known regions. That's Borough Talks, the Borough Market Podcast. Follow on Spotify today.